Secret number 4. You will sort through a lot of people to find your leaders. Yes, I said it, a lot of people. But a lot is relative to different people. Actually, in this industry, what you're looking for are those needles in a haystack. Well, there's a lot of hay out there to sort through in those haystacks. So let's be clear, your job will not be any different. This is where you're going to put on your recruiter hat and you're going to become a master of sorting through people. Well, how do you do this, you might ask? You're going to pattern yourself like an HR director of a major corporation. So what you'll need to do is you'll need to figure out a job description. You'll receive hundreds of resumes. For us, it's business cards, prospect cards, or contact cards that have been completed by the people that we're searching for to work with us. You'll make calls, set up appointments, and interview people. You'll ask them specific questions to see if they're the right fit. Remember, quality is better than quantity, but you really need both in this industry. Sometimes you might hire people even though they're not right for the job, but they're there to play a role, so remember that. Go back to the job description of those types of people that you're looking for and keep that in the forefront. It will make your life easier. This will take time, but so what? It's worth it. You see, these leaders are going to duplicate themselves and they're going to find other leaders, and that's how your business is going to explode. You will want to list out those key attributes that you're looking for and then work like crazy to find them. Who are the types of people that you want to work with? Do you want to work with men, women, women with jobs, women with children? What types of people are you looking for? Basically, you want quality people that will build rock-solid organizations, those that want the same thing that you want and are willing to work for it. And yes, you will have to sort through a lot of people to get those quality leaders. But guess what? You'll be glad that you did. And that's secret number 4.